Thank you very much, Stephanie. I would like to begin saying that it is a very exciting opportunity to present some of the results I was doing at a research trip to Beirut in 2012, now here in attendance of Rem, who will speak after me, who I first met in Cologne the same year during her artistic residency at the Anna Stock, and who only joined the Arab Image Foundation as deputy director last year. I will present, therefore, my talk in English, not just to give Miriam and Kate, Miriam is here, a big thank you for you both for the dedicated translations of the last 2 days. I don't know if you all heard that it was translated, but it was, so Rem could be able to understand the mostly German talks. So it will be in English in order to get Reem's feedback to my talk, so to say, from the horse's mouth, and on what has now become one of her professions, the Arab Image Foundation. In 2004, Hal Foster identified an archival impulse among contemporary artists who, quote, seek to make historical information often lost or displaced physically present by elaborating on the found image, object, and text, unquote. And in his 2007 essay, The Artist as Historian, Mark Godfrey writes, quote, there are an increasing number of artists whose practice starts with research in archives and others who deploy what has been termed an archival form of research, with one object of inquiry leading to another, unquote. In artistic practices, the archive is therefore no longer merely a storage medium for artifacts, materials, or documents, but has become an instrument for analysis, debate, and critique. On the one hand, there are artists' practices that employ archival methods, while on the other hand, there are numerous artists' projects that are described as archives. The terminology of what defines an archive and what does not seems to be secondary here. They could also be described as an atlas, a collection, a depot, or else. More importantly, one has to look at the techniques or methods artists are using in order to activate archival materials and to what extent they are rethinking the archive today when exploring alternative models in the service of what can be recognized as knowledge production. It is the role which the artist chooses for herself to activate material that matters and should be explored. Activating, the first meaning which could be mobilizing, should also be read in the vein of the German verb aufarbeiten, meaning to rework, to interpret, and, last but not least, to come to terms with. The archive of the Arab Image Foundation today comprises around 600,000 photographs that have been produced predominantly by amateurs, semi or professional photographers and photo agencies from the Arab world, right up to the current day, but also dating as far back as the 19th century. Prior to the existence of the foundation, there hasn't been a general coordinated collecting policy or archival institution in Lebanon. So as an institution, the Arab Image Foundation has contributed significantly to preserve the visual history of the region, rescuing masses of negatives and prints from neglect and destruction. The Foundation's practice as an organization includes the materiality of the collected images. For example, do they not only preserve the image as a digital copy, but hold on and preserve the actual material, negatives, prints, or rolls of film? Their practice is clearly archival. What departs from conventional archiving, however, is the process of selection. In the mission statement, one reads that the Foundation's expanding collection is generated through artist and scholar-led projects. Within the framework of the Arab Image Foundation, its research center supports artist projects, curatorial initiatives, and academic research on resonant themes that cut across its collection. Further, it encourages other photographic and archival projects which foster contextual reflection and promotes especially collecting practices based on field-specific research. This shows a significant break with the tradition of professional archivists and the conventions of objectivity and neutrality inscribed into professional archival practices. The foundation rather follows subjective agency by generating projects that, quoting member artist Akram Zatari, undermine the neutrality of photographic curating, archiving, and documentation, ones that are in fact antithetical to archives in that they constantly draw attention to their constructedness as well as their gaps, unquote. This practice of the foundation also displays a significant break with the archives as discussed by Foster and Godfrey in the two aforementioned quotes. The Arab Image Foundation does not just offer itself as a place for research to take place, but consists of subjective, selective, artistic processes in its very own process of establishment, the building up of the Arab Image Foundation's archive itself. My particular interest in the foundation stems from its rather unusual biography. It was founded in 1997 by photographers Fuad El-Khoury and Samer Mokhtad, with artists Akram Zatari and Walid Raad, in reaction to the lack of photographic archives in the region and the rapid disappearance of the few that remained. By continuing to accumulate documents as part of their artistic practice, the artist members did eventually produce what can be recognized as an archive. This was initially their own artistic project, one which they could later refer to as artists, and which I would argue both Raad as well as Zatari continue to benefit from, although both have since left the foundation's board of members. So while the collected materials of the Arab Image Foundation are in fact a resource for research, artistic or other, they function not only as a significant archive of historical material of society, but of photographic and archival practices across the Arab world. With none or only disrupted institutional memory machines in Lebanon, the Arab Image Foundation's role as a research and archival institution has to be considered of great importance. In the publication for the 2006 exhibition Out of Beirut at Modern Art Oxford, curated by Suzanne Cotter, one reads, quote, "Since the end of the civil war in the early 1990s, Beirut has become a fertile ground for radical and innovative art making and critical thought," unquote. Many of this first generation of Lebanese artists around the Arab Image Foundation developed artistic practices that rethink what it means to witness, survive, or indeed document a war. Raad and Zatari have remained central figures in this scene. The curator Cotter accordingly refers to, quote, "the mistrust of the image as a reliable document of history as a defining feature of post-Civil War art from Beirut," unquote. By excavating historical artifacts, collecting personalized narratives, or delving into testimonials, artists such as Walid Zadek, Shalal Tufik, Paola Yakub, Joanna Hachitoma and Halil Shoresh, Lamia Shoresh, Raad and Zatari have considered how the conflicts in Lebanon have been visually recorded, represented and narrated. Their work questioned how art could trace a history marked by trauma and violence and formulates a parallel theoretical discourse. Their work emphasizes the impossibility of truthful historical representation. By using both ethnographic or archaeologic as well as experimental approaches to negotiate the experiences of everyday violence, the artists confront realistic modes of representation. Here, art challenges the representational character of documentary material in its role as an instrument for judicial evidence or journalistic truth. The documentary approach can as well be read as they come to terms with their individual past, as well as the Lebanese collective memory still uncannily present. Comparing scientific research in archives, Zatari, for example, does not excavate historical fragments to construct history. Rather, he employs a pseudo-scientific methodology using adaptions of language as well as methods from archaeology or ethnography, yet still emphasizing the traditional role of the artist by conducting visual research. While the majority of the aforementioned artists focus on this kind of experimental documentary, by questioning the instability and manipulation of visual evidence, the Arab Image Foundation as an institution encourages a more concrete engagement with this existent visual historical sources that have been accumulated by their members. I'd like to start by comparing the practices within the foundation with work by its former member, Walid Raad, and his probably most prominent project, the Atlas Group. In regards to an institutional critique, both Raad's conceptual collective and archive and the Arab Image Foundation, in its by now well-established form of an archive, employ archival methods in a similar critical and self-conscious manner. When Raad destabilizes the institution of the archive by blurring fact and fiction within his practice, the Arab Image Foundation fails in doing so. The Arab Image Foundation does not represent an alternative model for a photographic archive, but instead forms a rather unconventional one with its theme-driven curatorial approach of selection, its accumulation by the inclusion of the artists, as well as the active invitation and outreach to people to conduct research there. As a conceptual artwork, Raad's Atlas Group is opposed to the strategic initiatives that the Arab Image Foundation is presently taking part in. As an example, MEPI, the Middle East Photographic Preservation Initiative, launched in 2011, is conducting a survey of significant photograph holdings across the Arab world, including collections in private hands. The Arab Image Foundation, the Art Conservation Department at the University of Delaware, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Getty Conservation Institute, and the Qatar Museum are partners in promoting the preservation and awareness of photograph collections in the broad Middle East. They organize workshops, meetings, and seminars in the changing participating institutions with their respective materials. This strategic endeavor of the Arab Image Foundation is associated with the need to maintain continuous funding for the various duties and responsibilities of the institution as such, according to former director Zeina Arida. I would like to focus now on two artist projects that have been developed out of what is now the Arab Image Foundation archive. Mapping Sitting, which was produced in 2002 and since then exhibited widely across Europe, including here in Cologne, as well as in Berlin, is a project on the history of amateur and professional portrait photography in the Arab world. It was conceived by Akram Zatari together with Walid Raad. In Mapping Sitting, they reveal how Arab portrait photography was not only employed to capture individuals and groups for what could be considered practical purposes, but also functioned as commodity, luxury item, and adornment. The installations in Mapping Sitting feature photographic prints selected from the Arab Image Foundation. By focusing on the proliferation of portrait photography in the region in the early to mid-20th century, Zatari and Raad attempt to draw a line between the beginning of photographic practices in the region and the simultaneous established conventions of iconic representation. One finds four distinct practices within the project: studio passport photography, as seen on the last slide, institutional group portrait photography, and the street tradition of photo surprise, a photographic practice common in the Middle East between the 1940s and 60s that consisted of photographing pedestrians as they walked in urban centers, and portraits by itinerant photographers, meaning picturing people en route. These four practices are examined through the works of Tripoli-based Armenian photographer Antrak Anushian, Lebanese photographer Hashem El-Madani, various group portrait photographers who were active in Lebanon, Palestine, Syria, Egypt, and Iraq between 1880 and 1960, and the street photo surprise images of the Photo Check studio in Tripoli, Lebanon, from the early 1950s. The project as such allows to examine the interplay between cultural impulses and adopted conventions. By studying entire collections from various studio photographers and placing them next to each other, the project activates the diverse materials that have been accumulated in the archive and make the different aspects of life during these years visible. By putting the images on display, Mapping Sitting further points to the production of early studio photography from within the Arab world itself, allowing a look at the insights of the society at the time. Contrary to Western images of the Arab world by then, which often represent marginalized groups, marginalized subjects, these photographs taken by Middle Eastern photographers capture the daily routines of Middle Eastern inhabitants. Collectively, the photographs in the exhibition project convey pluralistic and dynamic communities through the lenses of native photographers, contrary to the colonial archive or ethnographic collections of earlier times. Through the project, one gets a sense of the relationships of people and their identity, and shows how the photographer represented them through the photographic manifestations. The project compares the existing forms of identity representation through formerly scattered materials made available through the Arab Image Foundation. Akram Zatari's project Hashem El Madani Studio Practice focuses on the practices of one specific photographer, El Madani, and is in some way comparable to Mapping Sitting. Satari's examination of the studio Sherazad, which was the commercial name of El Madani's photo studio, shows numerous aspects of the life of this professional photographer between 1953 and the 1970s. The viewer gets insights into his practice, materials, and the studio itself, the subjects he photographed, the region where he was working, among others. In one example, Satari focuses on the notion of evidence in the archive of El Madani by exhibiting photographs, such as the right photograph here, two men in white shirts and police hats pointing pistols at the third man in a kufia, a traditional Arab headdress. Named Hold Up, the image documents a performance where a specific Palestinian iconic figure was mediated by the image of the anti-hero, which has become popular through Hollywood films. So the performing of the portrayed, and their wish to be represented that way, offers another view inside a community and also represents the influences of Western image traditions in regional photographic practices, for example, through films or other media. Similarly, this photograph of Hassan Shahar shows a resistant fighter posing with a gun, here on the left. But the documentary status of the image is again complicated by the realization that the portrait, as well as the one on the other photograph, are in fact posing in Madani's studio, and that the gun may be a requisite, as might be the rocking horse visible at the right edge of the left photograph. Seemingly factual in appearance, these images move between documentation of self-evident displays and their photographic simulation. At the same time, they also inevitably throw up questions how far Satari's seemingly prosaic project of archival research is interwoven with his own attraction to the subjects in the images. Quote, "I love the Palestinian resistance. They were my childhood mythical fighter figures," unquote. He stated previously in an interview. So the subjective reading of an archive and its activation is further mediated by the central figure of the artist and his own approach and trajectory. Satari's project also highlights by taking up photographic material from the collection of the Shahrazad studio, stories, conditions, and phenomena that have been overlooked or buried beneath the all-consuming narrative of conflict, war, and a subsequent amnesia of Lebanese culture. Here, as well as in various of his recent video works, Satari focuses on aspects of sexuality and visualizes various related social and legal constraints in Lebanon. By selecting particular existing images, he connects them to recent critical debates of queer and gay liberation in non-Western cultures. The reading of the private images in Satari's selection triggers prevailing oppressed public agendas in the public image of Middle Eastern society. It subsequently asks which responsibility the individual holds in a society when it comes to maintaining, preserving, and contributing to a collective memory. In 2012, Akram Satari developed the work Time Capsule for Documenta 13 as a response to the Arab Image Foundation and the path the foundation has taken since. The work is described as, quote, a model for radical preservation designed for the Arab Image Foundation in Beirut, a model that considers non-scientific paradigms to rethink photograph preservation while recognizing the necessity of timely withdrawal of documents and artifacts at times of great risk. The project positions itself politically as a statement against excessive speculation on photographic archives and extends archive-related practices into making objects, films, architecture, and painting, unquote. The work shown in Kassel focuses on hiding artifacts in order to preserve them. This gesture is inspired by the action that the National Museum of Beirut took in 1976, when it sealed most of its collections of archaeological objects inside huge concrete blocks in order to preserve them. So here the reverse action to traditional archaeological excavation took place to prevent future looting during the war in Lebanon. With Time Capsule, Satari also reverses his own former practices, often connected with unearthing buried pasts, by burying something himself to prevent future access to it and to extract it from potential circulation. This project, I would harshly argue, is a very personal and rather destructive reaction to the institutionalization of the foundation, which does neither activate any material nor put emphasis on the role of the artist in society. Instead, of course, in a playful and flippant way, his gesture leads to a dead end, not unsimilar to censorship or as employed by governmental and powerful clerical bodies over personal and cultural images in vast parts of the Middle East. After many years of material held by the Arab Image Foundation going on display in numerous artist projects, the Arab Image Foundation is having its very own moment in the limelight. This year, 2015, the Arab Image Foundation will be exhibited as an artistic project at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Barcelona as part of the exhibition program Decolonizing the Museum. Conceived as an art project and built up through artistic inquiry and now shown at an art museum, the archive is being activated in yet another institutional context. Compared to other recent developments in the museum landscape, which saw dusty cabinets of museum depots being brought to light and the inclusion of artists in the selection of them, I would argue that putting the Arab Image Foundation itself on display is a positive example of making available material in another institutional setting. By exhibiting the archive as a whole, as an artwork, it shows how the Arab Image Foundation as a format remains flexible allowing it to morph back into an artwork itself without losing any of its properties, nor its capacity to be activated in form of artistic reworkings at the same time. It represents the ultimate activation of an archive, albeit continuing to exist as an institution, with a distinct and undeniable archival approach. Through the archive on display at the museum, the archive acts as an emitter of impulses, but also as a receiver of such. An opportunity as well as an obstacle itself, informative and adaptive, receiving and preserving or maintaining, provider of exhibits and exhibit itself. I come to my concluding thoughts now. Collecting, accumulating, and archiving as artistic practices take another dynamic of critique in a country like Lebanon compared to Western societies. The role of the artist extends into a territory where she becomes a quintessential figure, contributing through exploring and picking out central themes by method of visualization, questioning, and documenting their social significance in the past as well as in the here and now. Archives, artist initiated or other, can benefit greatly from being open to more experimental researchers, such as artists, as well as being allowed to act as artifacts themselves, not just in the context of a country like Lebanon. Finally, my last questions will be also in regard to the wider discussion of digital archives, open source culture, and cultural heritage. How can an archive as institution continuously seek to reinvent and challenge itself to avoid the pitfalls of institutional archiving and allow for a multiplicity of narratives? How can an archive open up the possibility of engaging in a multiplicity of readings? How can this endeavor of openness be institutionalized? And should it be institutionalized, one can add. Thank you.